improper reporting, balance sheets that won't balance, and faulty oversight of federal grants. These are just a few of the deficiencies identified by consultants Hartman and Williams when county commissioners hired them to audit the Monroe County Treasurer and Auditor's offices in 2015. County Commissioner Julie Thomas said commissioners had been losing faith in those offices for months.
We lost any faith in our ability to get good balance sheet numbers in terms of all the accounts that the county holds money in. We were not comfortable with the numbers we were getting. We made mention of this. We, in fact, were not getting treasurer's reports as in late 2014. We no longer received them. We were supposed to receive them every month as the Board of Commissioners to accept at our meeting, and we were not receiving them. And then when we did receive them, we found that some of the columns didn't add up, which is impossible. So that's why we decided to go forward with the council and the Board of Commissioners together decided to go forward and hire these consultants, Hartman and Williams. So it was a problem in both the County Treasurer's Office of Kathy Smith and the County Auditor's Office of Steve Salter that the problems existed. Hartman and Williams came back with 12 points of problems and issues that they discovered in their audit. There were problems with checks being held, with items not being documented appropriately. There were problems with what's called the cash book. There were problems with the treasurer and auditor not balancing one another, so they should both look at the same fund and be able to say, yes, this is how much money should be in there, and yes, this is how much money is in there, and they were not performing that function. And in looking at this, we thought, why are the taxpayers being asked to pay $150,000 to correct something that should have been done right in the first place? Now, under Indiana law, everybody that handles any money is to be bonded or covered by some sort of insurance policy. And we've traditionally bonded elected officials who handle money. So, for example, the recorder, the clerk, the treasurer, the auditor. And there are state statutes which tell us what the minimum bond amount is. And so what we're doing is we're saying to the bond companies, look, you've ensured that they will be doing their job, and this hasn't been done. So that's what we're doing is we're saying the county taxpayers should not pay for the inability of these two office holders to complete their work accurately.
In their meeting on August 19th, county commissioners approved a letter to Western Surety Company and Bond Safeguard Insurance Company requesting reimbursement of the $150,000 consulting fee the county paid to Hartman and Williams. The claim letter being sent to the bond agencies outlines more specifically the deficiencies reported by Hartman and Williams. Here are a few more examples. Changes and deductions were made to the county's cash books without proper documentation. One paragraph implies Treasurer Kathy Smith was force balancing the books. Smith is quoted as saying to commissioners in their October 2015 meeting, quote, "The cash book has a bunch of blank spaces. One space we wrote adjustments because we didn't know what to do. Our cash book has to balance, and we couldn't get it to balance." Unquote. In addition, state withholding taxes weren't paid on time, and as a result, the county had to pay a penalty, but the auditor failed to post the penalty payment in his ledger. The audit also notes too many employees had the ability to use and make entries into the financial software, and security measures available in the financial software were not being used. The claim letter requests payment of $75,000 on each of the treasurer's and auditor's bonds. Since the audit report came back in 2015, I asked Commissioner Thomas if the county had tried to file a similar claim before now.
The Hartman and Williams report covers January 1st, 2012 through December 31st, 2014. We received the report in September of 2015. We then decided at the end of last year to go forward and go against the bonds. So this is the same concern and the same act, but this is actually the letter going out to the bond companies. So it took a while to get this letter together. We had to have Mr. Flory, who's the council's attorney, work with us, and he has other duties, obviously, because our attorneys work with those offices and they would have a conflict of interest. So we used Mr. Flory, who is the county council's attorney, to help us with this. We really appreciate the council's willingness to lend him out to us to help with this. But he has a number of other duties and responsibilities, so it took some time to get this done.
Are there any pros and cons to pursuing this claim, or is it all pro for the county?
I think it is all pro for the county, because if for some reason, I think Mr. Florey has made an excellent legal case. I'm not an attorney, but it just, he's really covered every base, I believe, legally on this. If we can recover this money, it's a win-win for our county taxpayers. If the bond company says no, we haven't lost anything by asking, and that's a good thing. It will also be instructive to us, because we feel as the Board of Commissioners we're unable to continue to accept treasurer's reports until we feel these numbers are accurate, that it is very likely that in 2017, once the treasurer is no longer in that office, she's term limited. Once she's no longer in that office, and Mr. Salter's already resigned, but there may be a need for a similar audit that covers 2015 and 2016. So we may be doing this again to cover the next two-year period once we have our new treasurer and once we know who the auditor is in 2017. And so if we know that we can use this avenue to recoup the costs, we know that it will be easier to do that for the second audit if it's necessary. But we're feeling like it's probably going to happen.
In a meeting of the County Council earlier this month, County Commissioner Patrick Stauffer said he anticipated the county will need to hire professional help for the auditor and treasurer's offices.
And actually what he was referring to is exactly what I mentioned earlier, which is this audit may need to happen again for the 2015-2016 time period.
And if the bond company denies the claim, would you then pursue, you know, alternately, if the bond company denies the claim, would you then pursue, I guess, a civil suit against Salter and Smith to get the money from them personally?
I think that is a really good question. We actually haven't talked about that yet because we're hopeful that this will work. This is why there's the bonding process and requirement in Indiana statute. So I believe this is the most normal path, the most regular path to take.
Do you have any sense of how long it'll take to recoup that money?
I have no sense of that at all.
Where does the money go if the claim's successful?
The money would go back to County General Fund, which was the general fund, which is property tax fund, which was used to pay for Hartman and Williams in the first place.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.